to understand what is the absolute best solution for the future, sir.
Sir, did you have a comment?
I just wanted to make myself available, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dave Dawson, CIO for the State Comptroller's Office. Certainly in the context of fiscal, if that were to go forward, bank reconciliation is an integral part of ERP systems. The question becomes at this point in time is, how is it going to meet the needs in that context, and would it be a 100% fit? We're not that far into it yet to know that. We know that it's a substantial portion, so I think we can consider it an integral piece, assuming that fiscal were to move forward and that to happen. If that doesn't happen, then we certainly have to go back and look at what we're going to do to replace the bank reconciliation system.
In your opinion, given the discussion that's taken place, and it doesn't look like fiscal's on a fast track, and the demands that the controller's office has on the bank reconciliation side, what advice do you give to us in considering the policy issues that are before us and still be allowing the controller's office to maintain its function without spending duplicate dollars?
Well, that's a very complicated question.
Chief Information Officer.
Hard to take out of context. To be very honest, fiscal is extremely important to the state on a statewide basis. There are many, many components of that quite frankly are in the same kind of situation that bank reconciliation faces. I think the state needs to find a way to move forward to address those legacy systems issues from a financial administrative aspect across the board. We won't be well served by having that put off in the long run. I think, as Michael Carter said, we certainly are in a position with this system to look at what happens with the fiscal system over the next couple of years and come back and do something different with bank reconciliation if we have to. But there's a lot of unanswered questions in terms of exactly how fiscal is going to roll out. One of the discussions we've been having, for example, is that the State Comptroller's Office, in one set of scenarios, would be one of the early parts of that rollout of that system. So a lot of those things are going to be dependencies upon which we would do. Our intention would be, and we didn't feel we could come before this organization and say, we're continuing bank reconciliation, the expenditure of those dollars, given the fact that there was serious consideration of the fiscal system being developed. However, if that doesn't turn out to go that way, we will feel it's necessary to come back and make a request for funds to move forward in that area. To go back to the fiscal system itself, when we started the bank reconciliation system itself, when we started that project, we made the best estimates we could at that time as to cost. We also did some pilot projects that showed that our estimates were understated. We also looked to see whether there were COTS alternatives, off-the-shelf alternatives that we might adopt rather than build it ourselves or solution. There weren't any at the time, but there are some now to be looked at. All of those solutions, the off-the-shelf solution and the build-their-own variety, are going to be more expensive than what we originally budgeted. You asked earlier how much that might be, and it varies from being a third over what we originally estimated up to being double what we originally estimated. It would be far better to roll that into a fiscal system and have that just be a common part of that. But that's got to happen. That's got to move forward. And if it doesn't, then we have to do something else.
At what point do you have to say we have to either go here or there with respect to dealing with this, given the current architecture that you're dealing with?
I think 2 years is the outside. Given the current architecture, our ability to support that, to continue to find people, our ability to maintain the people that we have in-house with those kinds of skill sets, that's getting to be much difficult, very, very difficult to do that, to find those, even to find people that are willing to be trained in those kinds of skill sets are difficult. So we're going to have to address the issue in a reasonable period of time. And if we can do that through fiscal, that would be the best way to do it. If we can't, we'll have to come back to this group.
But if you have 2 years to make that choice, what's the ramp-up period before you would be able to have a replacement system operating?
I think we're looking at, again, going and getting a, at this point in time, we're looking at very seriously at the COTS alternative. So my feeling is we're probably looking at a year to 16 months for that to ramp up, which would put us about 3.5 years out.
And that is within the capacity of the existing system to continue to operate?
Yes, it is. We can manage that. It may, it's going to get increasingly more expensive to do that over a period of time, but we're facing that in a lot of areas with respect to legacy systems because we're going to have to go out and get contractors to do that work if we can't find people with those skill sets internally.
Thank you. That's been very helpful. If I can ask one other question. If, given the whole discussion we're having about IT, the reorganization of the Chief Information Officer, the functions of OTROS and others, in your professional opinion, what would your guidance be to the legislature in the direction we should be going?
Well, I think it is essential and that the state of California have a strong chief information officer function. And I think it's very difficult, given our structure, for that to be effectively done. But I think it is critical that it be done and that it be done effectively. I recognize all of that.
That's a circle.
I know it is. And yet, it is the way it is. You cannot continue to have individual departments do essentially the same thing and to come to you asking for ERP, let's just take the ERPs, independently to spend those kinds of monies one at a time. It is simply not good policy and it's not good technology. We need to coordinate that. We need to coordinate the architectures. We're supporting far too many different types of architectures, far too many different types of technologies on a statewide basis. We need to unify that and get a control on our hands around that. To do that is going to take a strong office, one that has support from the administration and from the legislature to make that happen, and has, quite frankly, the people necessarily to make that happen. Other states have done it. California needs to do it. I realize that's not an easy task. You have your challenges. Mine right now are small in comparison.
Do you, in that type of capacity, would that type of office have maybe veto is too strong of a word to use, but that type of oversight over individual departments dealing with information technology?
I think that you need that kind of strength. Okay. I recognize again that because of the nature of government in California, that has its issues. It's going to take the right kind of people, the right kind of management to make that happen. And we certainly have had our challenges in the past with it, so I recognize those. Quite frankly, the Clark Council has done incredible job in bringing the organization and the people together in one direction, not 100% consistently, but far better than what I'd seen previously. But that's an unusual set of circumstances. I think he's going to need continuing strong support from all sides to make that happen.
Thank you. That's been very helpful. Any questions of the committee, comments? If not, the recommendation is going to be to approve the request, including the proposed reversion language.
Aye.
Without objection, it will be adopted on a 3-0 vote. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Next item is the State Treasurer's Office. The item one is the expanded general obligation bond.
Secretary of State.
Pardon? Secretary of State has asked us if we would hold off until we can review some additional information on her issues. Could you introduce a request for the general obligation bond program workload, please? Welcome.
Hello, I'm Katie Carroll, and I'm the Director of the Public Finance Division for the State Treasurer's Office. And as you know, recently the voters passed the historic $42.7 billion of GO bonds and more than doubled the amount of debt that the state has to issue. We expect that a large portion of that will be issued over the next 5 years, averaging about $10 billion a year over the next 5 years. Prior to this time, for the last 4 years or so, we had issued $4 billion per year on an average. So that represents an increase for us of 150% in the amount of sales. We're looking at increasing the number of sales to about 8 sales per year from 5, which is a 60% increase for us. We're asking for an increase of 4 staff. Currently, we have 12 staff dedicated directly to the GO program area. So we're asking for an increase of about 33% in our staff. We feel that this is reasonable. It represents economies of scale for us. We realize that the recommendation is limited term. We've found in the past that that's very, very difficult to fill. These are very specialized positions, require a certain skill set. It's going to be very difficult for us to fill those on a limited term basis. In addition, the increased workload is for at least a period of 4 years, or 5 years, I'm sorry. So we would respectfully request that you would approve these on a permanent basis.
As the committee recognizes, it's very difficult to fill limited term basis. It's always very difficult for us to do a proper evaluation if we haven't received information in a timely manner.
And I appreciate that, sir. I think there was maybe some misunderstanding of the information that was being requested. We thought that we had provided the requested information, and then we came back and attempted to provide more information. I'm sorry that didn't, get to you on a real timely basis, but for us, we felt that we were responding timely.
I'm also interested in finance, as how you were able to approve this without the documentation needed to justify it.
We did receive documentation which has been provided to the consultants as well. We do agree that there could be better workload information provided. However, based on what was provided to us and our knowledge of the program, we believe that 4 positions is not an unreasonable request, and given the information we receive, we think that they do need these positions on a permanent basis. I would agree that in the future, the Treasury should work on coming up with a better workload information to justify any additional requests in the future. I think that I don't disagree with that. We basically made our recommendation based on the information available, and again, it was what you received plus our knowledge of the program, and we don't think it's unreasonable that the request that is being is in front of you. We do agree that we could have better workload data.
I recognize the concern about going out and trying to find competent people when you're looking at a limited position, but I also have a respect for staff having the ability to do the proper analysis. My recommendation is going to be to hold this open to allow staff to complete evaluating the information you presented, and we will deal with this during the May revise. Any other comment? All right, that concludes the agenda item today. Seeing no other business, this meeting is now adjourned.